The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at hcj.com/neogenics.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
This is Share Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny you'll share.
Rob, coming up in here.
Make sure you switch it back. I switched it back. Damn it.
He's still hot.
So Rob came in here. Rob has buzzed his hair off short, and it looks good. It's the best I've ever seen his hair look. Mm-hmm. And he shaved his beard, trimmed his beard up a little bit, and then today he came in where he does that thing where he has a kind of a long chin hairs. All over his face, and then no mustache. And he didn't do anything to anybody. He came in here actually helping with something. And I said, what's doing up in here? Damn, Abe Lincoln.
I love that moment.
He just comes in. He's yelling at him for real. And then the rest of us are cracking.
It's not
on
his
him.
Fault. It's just stupid shit you got to do. And I get tired of punching.
Love buttons.
Well, yeah.
Ace is in charge of the love
it's
buttons.
Like you hit there. This button, I can't Lord. Hear it. I don't
Swelled
hear shit.
Like a punching bag.
Yeah. Stop.
We got a new affiliate in Florence, South Carolina. That's really an old affiliate that we had years and years ago, and then they did something where they got rid of us. I think it's called firing us.
Yeah, that's exactly what it's going.
And now we're back, and we're recording all these things for them to play during the show. Like, hey, we're back. Thanks for listening, Ace and TJ show, and blah blah blah. And then the name of the area, like in Louisiana where we lived, it was called the Arklamis, which was Arkansas, like borders of Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi. That was the region. Well, this area is called PEEDEEPD. And then Riggins was saying that we were saying it wrong. What did you, we were saying, like this thing was like, hey, the people of the PD, this is the Ace and TJ show on 103X. And then what you said, we're saying it with the wrong accent on the wrong word.
I don't know that you're saying it. I'm just saying, are you sure? Because it's spelled PEEDEE, which wouldn't be the same as PD, the letters PD.
So what
would it be?
What would you say?
PD.
I don't hear the difference. You're saying Petey, like somebody, Petey. Like a little boy's name.
Yeah.
Petey.
Yeah.
Petey.
Because that's how I would spell that.
P-E-E. But we were on there before. They called it the PD.
Okay.
Or do they? Now I'm wondering. Or is
it's
that
not
just Petey, what we
like
call
a little
it?
Kid's name. I don't know.
Or is that what we call it?
Maybe nobody Petey, corrected
Petey.
Us. I don't know.
Petey.
Rob, I was just asking. Just
Rob,
to make
find
sure.
out if it's Petey or PD. Okay. Is there anybody you could call over there?
Can we discuss it with the program director on Share Funny real quick?
Do we want to call the program director?
I want to make sure we get it right.
Okay. Yeah, or the program director, or what else is he called for short?
PD.
There you go.
Boom.
The PD.
He's the PD of the PD.
The PD.
I don't know. Is he funny?
I've literally only emailed him yesterday. I don't know.
Is he new there?
I don't know.
What's his name?
Hold on. Dennis Davis.
Don't know him.
DD.
DD is the PD of the PD.
Yeah. 103X.
I don't know. I'm just asking.
I know, but it is a valid question.
Thank you.
That's what I'm saying. I don't want to say it incorrectly.
I agree.
Rob, can you call him and ask him, please?
I'm looking to see if I have a number for him.
Because I don't want to do that again.
Well, is anybody listening from that area?
Well, no, they don't even know the word.
I know, but there could be somebody listening on the app or something who's from there that may live somewhere else now that listens to the
That's
show
true.
Whatever. I mean, hell, we're huge.
Don't I didn't like even think about huge. That. You're right. I'm sorry. I'm an idiot.
Are we huge?
Hold on. I found a number. Let me see what I can do.
Okay.
All right. But hey, yeah. if he doesn't seem funny, don't put him on.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't need to talk to him. That's. I was sorry.
You
was,
just find out. Translate it, Rob.
Yeah. I was thinking.
And you
was,
know Rob's going to F that.
I was thinking it was Brody from Columbia. And we like, he's awesome.
And this guy could be great. We should give him a chance. If Rob can get in touch with him. But, you know, who knows? I mean, I wouldn't be even thinking about this if Alexis weren't such a thirsty mind of radio that she doesn't know anything. We just try to help her, show her how to do it.
We should call Adam. Adam's the one that did the deal.
Wait, are we trying to talk to this dude or are we not? That's what I'm confused.
Hey, see if there's somebody's calling right now. It could be somebody calling just on the regular line to answer our question.
Let me see.
But to answer your question, Rob, yes. All of that.
Uh-huh. Quit dragging your feet.
Adam does do that, though. You say one thing. Yes.
Yes.
Okay, here's my question. If we did, yes.
Yes.
Absolutely. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yeah. Exactly. Yes. Wait a minute.
Oh, you know me. I'm president of the Riggins fan club.
Oh, I love him.
How many damn hats is he wearing? Because I thought he was president of the TJ fan club. Yeah.
He's president of all y'all's fan club.
He's president.
It's a lie. It's the thing he says when he wants us to do something that we don't want to do. We all know that. So we all tell him, don't say that because nobody cares.
But he's just being nice.
Not only is he the president of the TJ fan club, he's also the president of the Richie fan club. My real name and my DJ name.
Excuse I need to talk me. To Richie real quick.
So Charles said it is. Charles just DM'd us, said it's PD just like it's spelled. Then he laughed. LOL. He goes, no, like two words, not like PD.
PD.
The guy who called also said PD.
Okay.
PD. Okay.
Good. We don't have to do those things over.
So it's just like maybe Riggins might say donuts.
Donuts.
Yeah.
Instead of donut.
And Rob, I'm sorry I was grumpy with you. You know sometimes I take it out on you and it's not your fault.
Yeah, I curse at you when I get back in the room.
I know you do. It's fine. Because I know you don't deserve it when I yell. I gripe at Rob all the time, but it's not Rob's fault. I just want to gripe at somebody.
Sound like y'all need to make up over some KY.
Ew. What?
Yeah.
I mean from massage.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Right.
Massage oils.
I mean, Rob just does
that heating oil.
Pisses me off. He comes in here and checks on it. But it's, he's doing what I've told him to do. Like, hey, be sure to double check me, make sure I get that right. Then when he does it, I'm like, I got to know what I'm doing. Get out of here.
How can you yell at Honest Abe?
Honest Abe. He just got done chopping down a cherry tree.
That was George Washington.
Yeah, and he could not tell a lie.
Exactly.
Right.
Could we get a picture of you?
He's got to get ready because it's going to rain tonight. He's got to fly his damn kite with a key on it.
And then brush his wooden teeth.
And write the Declaration of Independence.
Yeah. And be the first president of the United States. Yeah.
And the first man on the moon.
Exactly.
Very
busy. Can you get like a top hat of some sort, Rob? We could get a profile picture of you to see you look like Abe Lincoln.
Who you trying to fool? You know your ass got a top hat where you pretend to be Slash from Guns N' Roses.
Do not have
you
a top hat.
You know you got one. Yeah. Your friend Eddie has one. I've seen him wear it.
He does have a top hat.
Yeah. Would it fit my fat head?
Hell no.
No. No.
Okay, there we go.
A top hat that goes on that big ass thing at Epcot wouldn't fit on your head. What do they call that thing?
What do you call that?
The giant golf ball looking thing.
You guys are mean.
That's true, though.
My head is huge.
And Rob does have
it. It is a big head.
It's 8 1/4.
Yeah.
Crazy. If Rob put a damn top hat on, they'd have to put a red light on top of it so planes wouldn't crash into it.
Big old ass head.
Big damn. Old head.
Looking like an orange on a toothpick.
Yeah. Bobblehead.
Yeah. Walking up here like a weather balloon.
Big
old ass head.
Not a weather balloon.
The damn head got two time zones. That's how big it is. Yeah.
But it's a nice head.
Oh, thanks.
You're welcome.
They have to shampoo when he goes to get his hair cut. They have to shampoo his hair in the damn lake. They bend him over on a pier. Put his head back his head in the damn lake.
You charge extra.
I'm looking at a hat. And then,
instead of using a hose, they just get a big old ass scooper things.
Yeah.
Dump it down on there.
I'm looking at a hat size.
Tugboat.
It's over 25 inches.
The visual of Rob laying out on a pier with his head hanging on the back.
Yeah. Big old ass buckets.
It's an expensive haircut.
Yeah.
I'm charging
you. Yeah, it takes the damn city street crew to do it. Yeah. You know how to go out and put up the Christmas lights? Yeah. That's how they trim the bushes on the side of the road with those big ass machines. Where they got to put signs up that says, you know, mowing equipment ahead.
I cannot.
You talk more crap about Robin than anybody does.
Okay, but I do it sporadically. You guys are just going one after the other after the other.
Sporadically does not mean every day.
I don't do it every day, Rob.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, and sometimes you kind of do. Every time he walks in the room, you say some shit.
Not every time. Sometimes almost. It's nice.
I was wearing a shirt the other day. That's a goofy shirt. I mean, it had a goofy character, but you said it in a way.
Oh, well.
Yeah, but you said it in a way that was not nice.
But you had the Disney character Goofy on it.
It was his son, Max.
Oh.
Yeah, and I just said you have a goofy shirt on.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't an insult. Wasn't
Max, gosh.
It was the way you said it.
Gosh. Where's Pete?
Oh.
Isn't Pete the neighbor on that show?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. See?
Wow.
I know me. All kind of stuff.
From Goofy.
Mm-hmm. That was kind of a newer Disney animated show.
Yeah, it was a movie as a kid when I grew up.
Mm-hmm.
I
think
The Goofy Movie.
The Goofy Movie. Mm-hmm.
What was it called?
The Goofy Movie. Or A Goofy Movie. Something like that.
Right in the damn PD.
Yeah. But I brought that up and you both looked at me like,
no, because
I didn't hear the difference in what you were saying, but I didn't have time to talk to you or go back on the air. I heard TJ say as I was putting my earbuds in, I don't hear the difference. And I honestly, like, I didn't hear the difference either.
Yeah, I did. I was just aggravating him. But then I got to thinking, well, maybe he's got a point.
Maybe that's why they took us off all those years ago.
Maybe we've been saying it all countrified. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you know, that's where we were when I had a guy named Ryan that worked with us. And we went over for a big contest. They gave away a car.
What?
A big old car for a big contest.
What'd you do? What y'all?
Yeah, I couldn't figure out which way I was going. Big car contest or a contest where they gave away a car. I was confused. Sorry.
Okay.
Big old car.
But they had one participant that didn't show up, but you didn't have to be there to win. One person didn't show up. 25 people had. Was it 25 or more?
It was more. It seems like
more.
It
might have been more. And
qualified so everybody in the PD.
They're like, let's get Ryan to stand in place of the person. And he can just go, he'll take the key that's left over and go last to see if that person would win the car. And the whole time we were sitting there going, dear God, please don't let Ryan win this, put this key in this car. And he went last with the only key that was left in the fishbowl. Because everybody would walk by, take out a key. And put it in the, and didn't start, and I'll be damned, the last key that Ryan had is the one that won the car. We had to call the winner to tell her that she'd won the car. Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Then they got rid of us. No, it wasn't after that.
They weren't connected.
No.
Yeah, neither were we to ratings. Yeah.
This is Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button. Coming up next, more Share Funny.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
This is Share Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny you'll share. Now back to Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button.
Can I share something with y'all that I find super annoying? I just got an email from my MasterCard, and it says, account alert, your payment is due. Then when I open up, it says, your payment is due December 3rd. It is November 24th.
Still got some days on
that. Yeah, what is that? My payment is not even due yet. What are you talking about? Mm. Your payment is due in a week and a half.
Just reminded you, make sure you pay your bills.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're like, we know your history.
Yeah, we know. Mm-hmm. We see what you be doing.
Minimum payment due, $29. Relax.
Mr. I put everything on a credit card and just pay it off. Just a reminder.
What do you mean? Were you making fun of me for paying off my credit card?
No, but oh. I know you say that a lot.
I do. Yeah, I try to pay them off every month. I don't save money that way.
To.
No, I do. I put a lot on credit cards and pay it off every month because I use the miles and the points and stuff later in the year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I got enough points right now. I could purchase half of an airline ticket.
Wow.
Those points are never, though, as valuable as you think they are. Until what I do is I try to save them up. Then whenever I go on my baseball trip with my son, like when our trip to Chicago last year, I had enough American Express points that it would pay for, because I put like bills and stuff, recurring bills on there every month. So it just clicks it off because I got to pay those anyway. Yeah. And it would have paid for our hotel and one of the plane tickets. And then my other credit card.
I'd have left his ass. Sorry, son. Daddy could only get one ticket and one phone.
So anyway, I just find that annoying. Send me annoying. I hate when they send you a note that your payment is due on the 3rd. That's over a week away. Shut up.
I need reminders.
Your payment's not due.
That's good.
So I think we may have made a little bit of a mistake in what we call in the radio world branding.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think a lot of people actually think Alexis's name is Alexa because somebody calls her that as a joke.
Oh.
And then now people are saying something, tell Alexa this or that. Or whatever.
I don't know. Who called her that as a joke? I didn't.
I don't know.
That's the worst denial I've ever
heard. Yeah.
I don't know.
What? So then the other day
in the building, Ace, there was one of the corporate people here. And when I say corporate people, I mean one of the office people.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, they had to go by all those corporate rules and everything. And she's Riggins and Alexis and I were leaving at the same time going down the hall. And she said something like, she said, today's backpack day or whatever, because all three of us have backpacks. And then she said, looked at Alexis and goes, I was going to say something, but it would be offensive. And then she stopped for a second and then she goes, I was going to say that it's Dora the Explorer. You see, because Alexis is little and she's very, very Latina, like Dora the Explorer. But Sepp, she comes from El Salvadorian blood, and Dora comes from blood of old Mexico.
New Mexico,
old Mexico.
Old Mexico.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
She's
and so, fantastic. Evidently, it's not offensive if you say you were going to say it, but it's offensive, and then pause for a second, then say it. Once you finally say it, it's not offensive if you've prefaced it with the other statement and a pause.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to say it, and I'm going to say it now.
It'd be offensive if I said it right now, but in 1.5 seconds, it won't be offensive. So
is that one of those where once you say, I was going to say something, I was worried it would be offensive. Then you feel like, well, now I have to say it to show that I'm not a total racist or something like that. You know what I mean?
No, I think it's the same as somebody going, okay, well, I'm not going to call you out for stealing that joke.
Yeah.
Okay.
But they just did by saying I'm not going to. Yeah. Whatever. Not that's ever happened to me because I don't steal jokes. Jokes steal me.
Yeah.
Here. Jokes steal me.
She knows everything about the show. She listens a lot.
She does?
Yes.
Does she listen to this part?
Yes.
Oh.
Listens on the app. Yeah. Big fan.
Who
was
it?
Yes. But it wasn't offensive.
No. Yeah, no, I didn't get upset about offensive. It.
And I that's why she could say it, because she knows that, you know.
And you know who started that?
Calling you Dora the Explorer? Who?
Who do you think?
Riggins?
No.
The kids at school that were mean to you.
No.
Who?
Yeah. Someone that is in this room started that. So can't be mad at her.
Yeah, room is Spanish for room.
Room.
My room.
Room. Go to your room.
Go to your room.
In my room.
Yeah. Wait. No, but I mean, she knows it, how we are.
Yeah.
I'm still excited by the fact that there's apparently somebody that works here in the building that actually loves the show.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And she's the head of one of the departments down there.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No way.
How but, I mean, we can say her name. We'll give her a shout out. What's her name?
Nikki.
Nikki.
I know her.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
I'm so flattered by that.
Nikki. Well,
I didn't think anybody in the building liked our show, but now we have Nikki.
But he didn't say she likes it. He says she listens.
Oh, okay. That's a good point.
Or did you say she likes it?
Yeah, no, she likes it.
No,
yeah,
Nikki and Bradley do. I know because Bradley retweets our stuff all the time.
I'm Bradley.
And he tweets.
He doesn't care.
Stop. I love Bradley.
Oh, that's right. You do, don't you? It's typical.
Yeah. Until he crosses you at a smoothie store. I'm beating his ass.
It's one little thing.
God, Bradley is in our promotions department, and we met Bradley when he was in college in this program that we go as mentors kind of thing, where they have a week where radio and TV people come into this radio and TV school at Appalachian State University, and they give lectures and demonstrations of how to use the equipment if they're into that and all that stuff. And we do our whole show live from a classroom there on the Friday of that week, and then we take questions and all of that. Well, Bradley was one of the students there one year, and we took a liking to him and all of that. Next thing you know, we got him a job here and got his career kicked off. Because that's the kind of sumbitches we are.
That's the kind of sumbitches we are.
Yep.
Right there.
I'll give y'all that.
And does he appreciate it? Hell no. We don't even see him now.
I think
he's down there on the other end of the hall. Like he don't know no damn body.
Yep.
You know who he acts like he knows? No damn body. That's who. Down there, you know, the assistant to the assistant PD.
Yeah.
Program director in the PD. In the PD.
In the PD.
But he's a little old country boy, an old country North Carolina boy, never been anywhere. He came in here, and I think he was coming in and applying for the job. I don't even think he got the job yet. And Lindsay was working for us, and she went to hug him, and you would have thought that she was covered in leeches. He was backed away, gave her like a little side hug.
He side hugged.
My mama wouldn't like that.
No.
My mama don't want me hugging.
That's so awkward.
No fake blonde booby girls.
Does that make you feel bad when a guy side hugs you?
I side hug guys. They don't side hug me. I'm the one that does the side hugs.
Oh. Oh.
Yeah.
Mm.
Just like, here you go.
Well, that was an enjoyable conversation. <yeah.
laughs> No.
But I'm always awkward with that. I don't ever know what to do, especially when I first meet somebody. Do I hug them? Do I give them a handshake? I don't know. I hate it. It gives me such bad anxiety.
If I'm just meeting you, we have no reason to be hugging at all. Yeah. None.
But some people will come in for the hug.
Don't.
What are you going to do? Stop it?
You have to sometimes. And I get like a lot of times people that listen to the show a long time, because it's really very flat. It's the most flattering thing when somebody says, well, I feel like I know you, or I feel like I know y'all. I feel like you're part of my family, or that's the greatest thing that they could say. And I don't mind that, because they want to hug you because they feel like they do, even though I don't know them or we don't know them. They feel like they know us and they want to hug, which is, that's awesome. But just meeting people and them wanting to hug, that's weird to me. Mm-hmm. And I'm not a hugger. Like, I don't need to be hugging anybody in this room. I was like, hey, how's it going? Unless something terrible has happened and you need to be consoled. But other than that, you know, I mean, and I don't mind, you know, like, hey, congratulations, a congratulatory hug. But a lot of people just like to hug too much. I don't like all that hugging.
Yeah. If you're an affectionate person like I am and you've been married long enough, you'll start to fall into the habit of breaking every hug with a touch of the butt. you gotta really watch that. It becomes a habit.
Oh Lord! Yeah.
Either just like a quick, or just like a rubbing down of the as you release your hands, just the hand comes down over the buttocks. Yeah. No reason. Just like, or a possible.
Nice to meet you.
God,
no. Hello. Little.
Or do you, Riggins, when you've gone out on dates at the end of the date, do you give them a hug or like how do you end the date if they're not coming back to your house?
No. I tell them to keep the change.
Wink. I go in for a kiss.
Oh, you do always? Oh,
sure. Yeah, on a first date, absolutely.
Yeah.
Really?
I don't get how you would go out on a date and not kiss somebody.
Because what if you weren't feeling the date, you're still going to kiss them?
No, but that's rarely happened.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I don't think like that at all. Like, what? I always end the night with a side hug just to be like, okay, cool. I don't know how I feel about this yet, but.
But by the time Riggins goes out with him, he's already seen him naked numerous times. True, from all angles.
Yeah.
So, but you know, they go out, but dinner is all but a formality.
Yeah, and I
not like a make out, but like a kiss.
But yeah. And then I'm thinking though, back it's been so long since I was in the dating world. See, I've been married 25 years, so it's been at least 19 years since I've been out on a real date with somebody else. And I don't even remember getting very far into the date at all without kissing.
What?
At least like a laugh kiss or something. Like that.
What's a laugh kiss?
Like when you're laughing and you just lean into each other. And you're like, yeah, ha, ha, like that. Caught you laughing. Your mouth was open. I got it.
Oh, no. I would hate that.
Come here.
She's laughing. You just lunge across the table.
Right. Like that, yeah.
Well, I'm glad that that's not something that happens in our days.
Well,
how the times have changed.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Since the person who hasn't been on a date in a while.
First of all, if I wanted to be on a date, I could. There's tons of suitors out here that would love to take me on a date.
I didn't say that. Just pointing out.
So
TJ dated a lot. You do not.
Oh, yeah.
That may be your decision. I don't know.
Right. I mean, you may be right, though. I mean, it's much better now, it looks like. The dating world is much better where you'll do naked trapeze acts for somebody if they send you a soft taco in the mail.
Hey, listen, sometimes you just got to go with the vibes.
Taco Bell. Oh, my God. Saddle up, partner.
Everybody has their thing, okay?
Yeah, I know.
So, you know?
Right.
Food is my thing.
Damn dollar menu.
Thank you for the taco. You want to see my colon?
Share Funny needs to take a quick break, but we're back in less than 3 minutes on the Ace and TJ button. Available on the Ace and TJ app and iHeartRadio.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Share Funny Podcast and never miss a show. The Share Funny Podcast is available on all major podcast platforms at acetj.com.
TJ, you got to give me a heads up. I was just about to go off on somebody real quick, and then I realized your mic had been turned on.
Oh.
That would have been bad.
Yeah, usually when the thing starts and I'm like, we're back to the show, blah, 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 I turn it on. But you wouldn't have been able to hear it over that music if you would have been talking way over there with your microphone off. So what were you saying?
Nothing. Good. Thanks.
Who were you talking about?
Nerfin.
Hello. Hello.
Who are you talking about?
Hello.
She's talking about Willis.
Alexis, when do you leave to go to Boston with your backslidden family?
I leave on the morrow.
Mañana, as you call it?
Yep. Fly out 9:50.
Isn't that what's considered the busiest travel day of the year? The day before Thanksgiving?
I'm sure it is.
But I wonder if it's considered that during the political pandemic.
Yeah, I don't think there's as nearly as much traveling this time of year.
Well, I got an email yesterday giving me the option to change my flight because it's projected to be a busy flight. And I could change it for free.
So what would you change it to, a train?
Yeah. Greyhound.
You can change your flight to a ride on the bus. Yeah.
But you know what's weird about that is I've flown several times through the pandemic and everything. Oh. And it's every flight that I've been on, almost every flight. And then I booked this flight for my mom and my sister who are here this weekend for the bridal show. And they got that as well. Almost every time I get something about, flight could be kind of full if you'd like to transfer to or look at other options.
Was it full?
They've all been fairly full.
Yeah,
I've only had a couple of flights that weren't, you know, pretty full because they've cut back on so many flights all the time.
Yeah.
Or they'll do this thing like they did to my mom and my sister when I booked their flights. It was out of Shreveport, Louisiana, one direct to Charlotte, Charlotte back to Shreveport. After I booked the ticket, a couple of days later, they send you a message that said, there's been an alteration to your flight, and they just canceled the return flight and flew them from Charlotte to Dallas, and then they had an hour connector from – then they had an hour, then there was a connection from Dallas to Shreveport. Like, hey, sorry. Well, the whole point of the flight was so my mom didn't have to transfer planes and all that, but they just were like, oh, yeah, that flight's no longer happening, even though you bought it. We're moving it to somebody to something else.
Yeah. They're just doing whatever they got to do. But I'm only taking a backpack, so I'm not going to check in any luggage. I am going to...
You're taking a what? Say it twice.
A backpack.
Say it again.
Backpack. Backpack. Okay. Backpack.
A backpack.
Backpack. Backpack.
Are you back on Friday?
Sure.
Backpack. Backpack. And what is the traditional food for your Thanksgiving?
Well, this will be the first Thanksgiving that I do with my family, so... I text my cousin yesterday. I have two sets of family. Like, I have dad's side of the family up there and my mom's side of the family.
Yeah.
And I already know that if I go up there and I don't see my dad's side of the family, I'm going to get hell for it. So my cousin is doing a pernil, is what they call it. I think it's like a roast full pork.
Mm-hmm. Say it again.
A pernil.
Pernil.
Just like your Thanksgiving. We have pernil.
We have pernil.
Pernil and perfar.
And plantains.
So thinking that the main protein dish is not a traditional Thanksgiving dish, I'm imagining the rest of the meal is not.
Okay, so that's your dad's side.
That's my mom's side.
Your mom's side. Okay, your mom's side, who they've all left the Jehovah's Witness faith.
Yeah, the black sheep.
So now... Is it called the black sheep?
No, I say that.
Oh.
That's what it is. We're the black sheep of the family.
It's a whole flock of them.
Yeah.
And so that's what you'll have traditional Salvadorian main dish, right?
Yeah.
The pernil.
Yeah. I don't know if it's a traditional Salvadorian dish, but I know that's what's being made.
Okay. So, and the reason I'm asking is because Thanksgiving is a strictly American holiday.
Yeah.
So... I'm just trying to find out if there's any blaspheming going on in your foreign family, is all I'm saying.
Tell me.
We can just cut to the chase.
Elaborate.
And you can tell me whether or not y'all are screwing up our Thanksgiving traditions by eating a bunch of shit that you can't even find in America. Are y'all eating out of a food truck for Thanksgiving?
I mean, that would be good.
Thanksgiving food.
Yeah, it's parked right outside of the house. I would like that.
I'm kidding.
Now, my dad's side of the family, they are going to have a traditional turkey, mashed potatoes, mac and cheese. Yeah. So I have to get to their house at one point and then go to the other house.
Now, will your male cousins be wearing the thing that has the bullets crossing their chest, like the bullet holder things across their chest?
What?
What do you call those?
Bandoleros?
Now, that would be cool.
The bullets.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
I do not think that that will be a thing.
But okay, so your dad's family doing turkey and all that. But what I meant was, in the beginning, is that it's going on in Boston. So are they going to do like the stuffing and like bland Boston type New England cooking, or will they do some more, you know, spiced up kind of, you know, more delicious type of food?
Well,
like the South.
Honestly, the only traditional Thanksgivings I've had have been down here in the South. So I've only ever had good Thanksgiving food with all the fixings and the way it's supposed to be done. So I don't know what it's going to be like. I'm not sure how they do it up north.
So, and what are you bringing, taking?
I'm bringing myself.
Oh, you're not taking a dish or helping pay for any of the stuff or anything?
I mean, I'll help cook. I can make a dish when I get there.
Okay.
But I have to see what they're cooking.
But you're not going to have much time. Oh, wait, that's all right. You're going a day ahead of time. You're not going. Okay. Yeah, you'll have to. Yeah.
Are you coming back Friday?
It, do the fries.
I'm coming back Saturday. I can make fries.
Do the tater tots.
Yeah. Tea.
Tea. Boston tea. Yeah.
Mashed potatoes. Mm-hmm. I make some good mashed potatoes.
Yeah, bullshit.
You would love my mashed potatoes. Yeah, I'm not even exaggerating. I leave them a little lumpy, so you can just have a little lumpy in them, but mostly creamy.
Yeah.
Butter. Put a little bit of heavy cream. A little bit of rosemary in the butter. I melt it together and I put it in mashed potatoes.
Okay. Well, welcome to the Pinterest podcast.
Well, he tried me, so I had to tell him.
Yeah, I don't want any rosemary in my mashed potatoes.
Whatever, it's good.
That's Yankee crap.
Do they make a Boston baked beans?
I don't think so.
Or is that dessert?
No. Yeah, I don't know.
You know those Boston baked bean candies?
The little candies? Yeah.
The candy-covered peanuts? Yeah.
Those are
good. I love those things.
I've never had them.
I don't like them.
You haven't?
Oh, my God. That's like a general store candy.
It is, yeah. Except, you know, not like licorice or anything.
Yeah.
Can I ask a question? What is rosemary exactly? I mean,
it's a herb.
Goes with potatoes a lot of time.
Oh, okay. I don't think
it's sprigs. It looks like a tiny little Christmas tree.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah, I don't have any interest in that being in my food.
Well, it's delicious, so you should have an interest in it.
Oh, I don't think so. The only thing I want with my mashed potatoes is gravy
and butter.
Yeah,
butter, gravy, and a fork or a spork. Whatever you got.
Done. Don't be putting the shit in my taters.
Well, when you have
I don't want no rosemary, nor sage.
Nor rosemary.
Nor horseradish. No damn horseradish in my mashed potatoes.
Cloves, chives, whatever you got. None of it.
Bullshit.
And if you're putting bacon in there, it better be a baked potato with steak on the side.
Oh, to have such a palate.
Steak and baked potato. Sour cream. I will let you put a little sour cream on my baked potato.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that. I don't like sour cream.
Yeah, I don't like sour cream either.
I don't like baked potatoes.
I do like baked potatoes, but with lots and lots of butter and bacon and cheese. I
love a baked potato.
I stop at 4. I mean, I do like a 1 potato, 2 potato, three potato, 4.
Yeah.
But I don't want the 1 potato, 2 potato, 3 potato more. It's too much.
When I was in college, somebody told me it was healthy to eat baked potatoes, and they were super cheap, so I just go buy like a bag of baked potatoes, and every meal I would just eat baked potatoes, except I would just load them down with butter and sour cream and
less healthy
cheese. And so by the time I was done, I was eating the most unhealthy possible baked potato known to man 4 times a day.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good.
Do y'all eat little red potatoes without calling them new red potatoes, or you just call them red potatoes?
I just call them red potatoes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do too. They're actually new red potatoes. And my wife makes sure that she always pronounces, you know, says the new part. Anyway, new red potatoes. I'm like, these seem kind of used. Are you sure these were brand new red potatoes?
New red potatoes.
I like roasting those in the oven. They're so good.
Oh. Fancy. Oven roasted new red potatoes. Some people use those for potato salad.
Oh, yeah.
Mix the new red potatoes with like a Yukon Gold in your potato salad.
Oh, my God. Doesn't potato salad have eggs in it?
I think it can, like a hard boiled egg.
Yeah, but the traditional has shell and everything.
Throw that bitch in there.
Just a big ass egg.
Just crunch the egg in it.
No, don't even crunch. Just a solid whole egg, and you got to eat around it.
Yeah.
Stop.
My grandma.
Share Funny needs to take a quick break, but we're back in less than 3 minutes. Woo-hoo! On the Ace and TJ button. Available on the Ace and TJ app and iHeartRadio.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
This is Share Funny, live on the Ace and TJ button. Find everything funny at the Share Funny link on aceandtj.com and our app. Now back to Share Funny.
How many times have you done what I did 2 days ago? You look at your phone bill and go, how is it possible that my phone bill is this much? It's because the company that you're using has stores, and they pay for a ton of different types of advertising, and they have a lot of employees in the stores, and that's expensive. And then somebody comes along and changes everything and allows you to break up with your old wireless provider. That's what Mint Mobile did. Mint Mobile has an unlimited data plan for just $30 a month. That's unlimited data for $30 a month. And the question is, well, how come they can do that and other people can't? Because they don't have box stores. They don't have all that overhead. They don't have all that signage. They don't have all those people working in the box stores. They just put it out there directly to you, and you save all the money. So if you hate your phone bill, you're ready to cut ties with your big wireless company, Mint Mobile has premium unlimited plans for just $30 a month. They're online only. They've eliminated all the traditional costs and turned the savings over to you. And every plan comes with unlimited talk and text and high-speed data delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. You use your own phone with Mint Mobile, you keep your same phone number, you keep all your existing contacts, and if you're not 100% satisfied, Mint Mobile has you covered with their 7-day money-back guarantee. So this is your chance. You break up with Big Wireless, you switch to Mint Mobile's premium unlimited data plan for $30 a month. All you have to do to get the plan shipped to your door for free is go to mintmobile.com/acetj. That's mintmobile.com/ACETJ, A-C-E-T-J. Cut your unlimited wireless bill to $30 a month right now. mintmobile.com/ACETJ. Very simple, nothing to it.
So they've asked people, when is it okay for radio stations to start playing Christmas music? What's too soon and all of that stuff? I don't care.
Yeah.
You know, if they're playing Christmas music and you don't want to hear it, don't listen to it.
Easy.
What does it matter? I mean, there's a station in every town, one or two stations in any decent sized city that's going to start playing Christmas music either before Thanksgiving. They'll do, a lot of times they'll do just weekends before Thanksgiving, and then after Thanksgiving it goes wall to wall 24-hour Christmas music. Who cares? Don't listen.
I don't listen to
Christmas music. Yeah. I mean, I don't mind it sometimes. I mean, I may turn it on, but I don't want to listen to, with all the options now where you can, if you know, you say, well, I'm at home, we got people over, and we just turn it on because we want Christmas music in the background. Okay, well, you got so many options now that you have Christmas music in the background with no commercials.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah. You have a damn commercial for, you know, Jerry Wayne's Adult Emporium coming on in between Christmas songs. You don't want that. Damn. Not with them kids over looking at what Sandy brought them.
An you adult don't. Emporium.
Yeah. Which shouldn't even be advertising during Christmas music anyway.
Well, maybe they don't. Maybe I was making an extreme example or something, but still.
Come on down. Jerry Wayne's Adult Emporium.
Then again,
where we know how to get things moving.
You feel that buzz? People are talking.
Do you listen to a lot of Christmas music?
I love Christmas music.
Ugh.
But again, I did not have it growing up, so it wasn't in my head all the time, like probably how it was for you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, you never sang in the Christmas choir in school or at church or anything like that. You never had a Christmas program.
Any Christmas activities, I had to go to another classroom.
You never dressed up like the pilgrims and the Indians on Thanksgiving and all of that like kindergartners do?
Nope.
Wow.
My church choir, kids choir, 3 or 4 years in a row did a Christmas presentation. And the theme song, that main song, is still, like, in that moment, shot into my head. And I don't think I'll ever forget it. If I haven't forgotten it by now, I'll never forget it. Angels and lambs, ladybugs and fireflies told everybody in sight that Jesus was born.
The ladybugs told them?
Bethlehem on that Christmas night.
I don't know either of those.
No, it's a whole play built around the story of the nativity and the three wise men and the whole thing. But it was from the perspective, like, everybody knew.
Yeah.
So a lot of the kids in the choir were all of the different animals, the angels, the lambs, the ladybugs, the firefly. You had to wear these costumes when we sang. And then there was a couple of the adults were Mary and Joseph and the three wise men, that kind of stuff.
I've never Crazy seen a big. Ladybug with the three wise men or Jesus or the Virgin Mary.
I don't know if it was actually meant to be a true documentary.
Kind of a way to get the kids involved and help drive home.
You're
going to
be the ladybug.
Yeah. Somebody was. Somebody had to be the ladybug.
Have you ever seen a musical? Have you ever seen a singing Christmas tree?
No.
Well, then Alexis, you're missing out.
Is this like a movie or an actual singing Christmas tree?
No, it's a big platform that's shaped like a Christmas tree, and a choir gets onto the platform and they sing. So it's a choir that's in the shape of a Christmas tree.
They go all the way up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The only really Christmas thing that I've done was I went to the symphony. What was they called? But they're like, dun, 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 dun. Those people.
Mm-hmm.
Dun, 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 yeah. Who does that? What are their names?
Oh, that's Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Yeah, I went to go see them.
Mm-hmm.
What, Riggins?
Nothing. Yeah, that's how, I mean, yeah, it's just crazy. So you don't know a lot of Christmas songs and stuff like that?
I know some Christmas songs.
Do you hang a tree?
No, I don't hang a tree.
Do you know what the three wise men brought?
Yes. Wasn't it oils, essential oils, and mirth was one, wasn't it?
Essential oils, yes, perfect.
What else?
Some potato skins.
What was it for?
It wasn't the funk, if that's what you're thinking.
Yeah. We brought the bun.
What'd they bring?
A gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
Okay, myrrh, mirth.
Mirth, whatever. Mm-hmm. I just care. But yeah, are you going to put up a tree and stuff?
No, so I don't put up a tree just out of respect for my mom.
Yeah.
I'm not going to have anybody at my house for Christmas. I'm not, if I do anything, I'm going to a friend's house. My family doesn't celebrate it that's down here, so I just feel like that's just a argument, or I just don't want her. I don't want her to feel bad.
But what if is she coming to your house around the Christmas time?
I mean, she randomly will be in Charlotte every once in a while.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you just don't want her to pop in and see a Christmas tree and.
Yeah.
It's what just, will it do? Catch her hair on fire or something?
She's just gonna be very upset. Probably more upset about that than my extracurricular activities.
Yeah.
You can imagine that.
Mm-hmm. Well, what if you told her your job depended on it? Not that it does, but it would help. I mean, not that you would get fired or anything for not celebrating Christmas, but there could think of a million other reasons that somebody who does celebrate Christmas wouldn't be fired for it. But I mean, I don't want to pressure you or anything, but I'm just trying to get it to where you
No, actually,
oh, I'm kidding.
I was driving yesterday and I saw down the street there's a tree, Christmas tree farm, and there was a little tiny one, and I was almost this close to stopping and just getting, because I'm like, why not? Like, why would I not get one?
Yeah, it's fun.
So who knows? I might.
But I mean, if your mom would upset her, and I guess you don't want to upset her.
Yeah. She's going to have to deal with the reality of things, though.
Mm-hmm. What reality of the fact that you celebrate Christmas and Thanksgiving and all now, or the reality that you're grown and you make your own rules?
Both. Yeah. I think that she still holds on to the hope that I'm going to come back. Mm-hmm. And I've told her many times that that's not going to happen.
That little bird has left the nest.
Yes. Yeah, and she just doesn't get it. And so she'll say these things and make me feel guilty. And I'm like, it's just stop. Yeah.
Mother, this little bird has left the windowless nest. See, because well, Jehovah's they wouldn't even Witness allow halls you don't back, have though, windows.
Try to go back, that's would
they? They would.
Oh, would they?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
That's the windowless nest joke, Riggins.
It makes sense.
Because they don't have windows?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they have, like, jail windows. Yeah, they all look the same. No matter what state you go to, all the Jehovah's Witness Kingdom Halls look the same. It's so crazy. I mean, I don't know about around the world, but at least here in the United States. But yeah.
You've never decorated a tree or anything?
I have decorated. Oh, yeah. When I was living with my roommates, they had a tree and I decorated with them and all that. And I love it. I love a Christmas tree. I think there's something magical about it. I could sit down cross-legged Indian style looking at a Christmas movie with the Christmas tree and just be amazed at life, and it'd be the best moment in my life. That's me. I love it. So that's why I'm just like, maybe I might just get one.
Do it.
So what Christmas movies do you love?
I love Elf. That's my number one favorite.
Yeah.
I love all the Santa Clauses. I was actually watching Santa Claus 1 yesterday. I love Miracle on 34th Street, the original one.
Oh. Yeah. You know, Ace and his sister still have dramatic readings when they go to his mom's for Christmas.
True.
They dress up in, you know, the clothes they would have worn when they were little kids.
That part's a lie.
You do it. Do you dress as a Scrooge?
No. Every year before Christmas dinner, we read, Yes, Virginia, There Is a Santa Claus. Something my mom started when we were kids. And so she likes to have Yes, Virginia, There Is a Santa Claus. So I hadn't been there in a couple of years at Christmas, but or was I not sure? Anyway, and we do that. The main thing is that I read right before Christmas dinner, I read the story of the birth of baby Jesus from the Bible, and then we say a prayer, and then we have
dinner. And you say it in voices?
No.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. And then the marionettes come out. And...
Well, because you made it seem like this is a whole thing. Like, okay.
No, it's a pageant.
He was lying.
It's a pageant.
And are these chapter books or just like short stories?
It's just a short story out of the Bible.
Oh.
The story of the birth of baby Jesus from the Bible.
But does your sister, though, does she do it like a monologue? She's a performer and a theater major and all that stuff.
No, we kind of got away from that. So in the past few years, we haven't done that. The Yes, Virginia, There's a Santa Claus. My mom always liked to have that read kind of toward the end of the Christmas dinner before we opened the gifts.
Yeah.
But we'd kind of changed up and started opening the gifts first because it was running everything so damn late. So we just the last few times I've been there at Christmas, all we've done is the reading of the story of baby Jesus right before we.
Oh my God! And so your sister got scratched from the performance lineup. She's not on the playbill.
No. She'll normally give us a song afterwards. You know, you got to get for that.
She stands up and does the whole song for you guys.
Yeah, a song. She might drop you a couple. Yeah, I don't know. It just all depends. But she'll give you a song. And I think sometimes she and Odell, her husband, who's a very good guitar player. And my sister's a very good singer. Like, she can really sing.
Yep. And seriously, people around them parts say that his brother-in-law is one of the best guitarists they've ever heard.
Yeah, he's a badass.
They do a duet.
Yeah, he's a badass guitar player. But yeah, they do like a little thing sometimes. Rarely. I think he's done it. I take it back. I think that was it at his house. We had Christmas at their house, the last Christmas with my dad, which had been 2011, maybe the last time they performed.
And why do you not do anything?
Because I don't, what would I do?
He
I
does, he reads.
To. Oh, he reads the baby Jesus.
I read the story of baby Jesus.
He has a dramatic reading.
A dramatic reading.
Right before we have the Christmas meal.
Are you going back home for Christmas?
No.
So you're not going to be reading the baby Jesus story this year?
We'll do it here before Christmas dinner, yes.
Can you record that for me?
I cannot.
And why is Jesus the only one that has to be described as a baby when he's born?
Yeah, why?
Yeah, we know he's a baby.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's just born.
But everybody always says the birth of baby Jesus.
Pray to baby Jesus. Yeah. They don't say baby Moses.
Right. I mean, it's.
Or baby Noah.
Or was it going to be the birth of a
nobody
of
really
an
talks
adult
about
Jesus?
Noah as a baby. Yeah. True. I mean, you know,
he was
Moses
a baby
had
a,
Moses
point.
Had a people do maybe refer to him as baby Moses sometimes.
Yeah, you
know? He's in the river
because that was kind of a special deal. But nobody, I don't know anything about Noah's childhood.
Yeah, Moses was in the river with Michael Jordan.
And, yeah, the river Michael Jordan.
This is Share Funny.
Oh yeah,
on the Ace and TJ button.
The Ace and TJ studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenix. Neogenix is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenix.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenix, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/neogenix. Neogenix.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. All on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
All guests of the Ace and TJ Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms, incredible dining options. Book your room by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent first quarter of the rest of your life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years, but then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.